This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. We continue our most recent episode of Fran and Jesus on the Job. Fran finds herself on the receiving end of a jealous coworker who is very vocal and very vicious in her attitude toward Fran. A week ago, Fran made an important presentation to a new prospect, and today's the day she's to get their answer. This morning, in some quiet time with the Lord, Fran prays, "Lord, once again, I give over to you the results of this new business. I pray you will give me a favorable response, but no matter what happens, help me to be gracious and kind." Then she thinks about Jenny. Fran has struggled to have a right attitude toward her because Jenny has said some unkind and indeed rude things to Fran. "Lord, I know that Jenny is not in my life by accident," she prays. "I don't like her, Lord, but I want to be willing to let you love her through me. And Lord, help me to see her the way you see her. I know that underneath her tough exterior and her angry demeanor, there's a big hurt that only you can heal. Please help me to see her through your eyes." Well, about 10 o'clock that morning, Fran makes the call, and to her great delight, she learns that they will sign a contract with her. She makes an appointment to be at their office first thing tomorrow morning and then goes in to tell her boss. "Congratulations, Fran," Marilyn says as she shakes her hand. "That's great news. We'll announce it at the meeting this afternoon." Marilyn is obviously well pleased. Well, as the department gathers for the meeting, Marilyn enthusiastically announces Fran's success. This is a very significant account, and Fran did a great job to land it. Obviously, she'll be needing help from the team. "In fact, Jenny, since you've had some experience with construction companies, it might make sense for you to help Fran out. We can talk about that." Fran's stomach does a couple of somersaults. How could Marilyn do that to her? She could never work with Jenny. Now what's she going to do? As the meeting ends, everybody's congratulating Fran. Jenny starts to walk out without saying anything when Marilyn stops her. "Jenny, why don't you and Fran come into my office for a few minutes? Let's talk about this new account." "Lord," Fran prays silently, "I need wisdom and I need grace. Please help me. You know I can't work with Jenny. Please deliver me." She can hear that inner voice of God's Spirit responding to her panic. "What you cannot do, I can." And with that assurance, she heads toward Marilyn's office. Wonder what's going to happen. You'll have to tune in tomorrow. Well, we have put some of the Fran stories in a new book called Fran and Jesus Still on the Job, and it's available on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. I think you'll find the stories interesting and helpful.